With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Middle East is bracing for Israeli retaliation against Iran. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Political analyst Bara Sibam tells the AP the Middle East could be on the brink of a regional conflict following an Iranian ballistic missile attack against Israel and deepening incursions by the IDF into Lebanon and loss of life. Sibam says Jerusalem can focus its attacks wherever it wants. However, Sibam cautions, once into a new conflict, he says, you cannot control all of the variables. The whole region could be engulfed in years and years of conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The widespread devastation wrought by Hurricane Helene is upping the pressure on lawmakers for a looming end-of-the-year fight over disaster funding. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
While funding negotiators on both sides acknowledge the need for additional resources for disaster recovery, it has already been a point of contention in spending talks, and the dynamic could continue when a divided Congress returns from recess. President Biden on Monday said he may request Congress to reconvene during the October break to pass emergency supplemental funding for storm recovery, and lawmakers from hard-hit states signaled a desire to do so. But it appears unlikely Congress will return early, with lawmakers spread across the country campaigning ahead of November, and GOP leaders saying the Federal Emergency Management Agency funding included in last week's stopgap spending bill is sufficient to address Helene. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Supreme Court has left in place two Biden administration environmental regulations aimed at reducing emissions of methane and toxic mercury. The justices did not detail their reasoning in the orders, which came after a flurry of emergency applications to block the rules from industry groups and Republican-leaning states. There were no noted dissents. On Wall Street, the Dow by 341 points, the Nasdaq rose 219. This is SRN News. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Not at Samaritan's Purse. The giant relief group is gearing up for its annual Operation Christmas Child campaign, during which it will gather shoeboxes full of gifts from believers in this country for delivery to poor kids around the world. Right now, Samaritan's Purse is urging people who want to be involved to order free supplies from its website this month so that boxes can be packed and ready for National Collection Week, which takes place in the first part of November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic building boom of gigantic Mormon temples across the U.S. is meeting resistance. In Las Vegas, homeowners in a rural foothills neighborhood complain the size and lighting of a temple that won city approval will forever change the environment. The building will be larger than Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, with a golden steeple soaring nearly 200 feet. There's also opposition to construction plans in Texas, Wyoming, and Utah. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher after a surprisingly strong U.S. jobs report raised optimism about the economy. The S&P 500 added 0.9% and neared its all-time high set on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 0.8% and reached its own record. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. Banks, cruise ship operators, and other companies whose profits can benefit the most from a stronger economy led the way. Oil prices rose, but not by as much as earlier in the week. The Dow was up 341 points to finish at 42,352. The NASDAQ gained 219 to 18,137. The S&P 500 added 51 points to 5751. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.